Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yes. Hi, I'm Sophie. I am the co-owner of Valencia, a local boutique here in Fort McMurray. We are a women's clothing store that also carries accessories, and we're all about like building confidence and helping others. We give a percentage of each sale back to someone who needs it. And yeah, that's us.
There we go. How do you figure out who you give the profits back to, or like a component of them?
So, well, last month we actually put it on Facebook, the Girl Gang group. We put out to see who needed it the most.
Okay.
That's just an example. But normally, Alyssa and I have lots of passions. So we both have animals. We both have children. So we try to give back to people, or like single moms, lots to the SPCA.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. There's no shortage of people to get back to. So there's always people.
That's right. Well, that's what I was wondering. Like, how would you select, or how would you hear about these individuals?
It gets overwhelming.
No doubt.
Sure. Yeah. Because, well, this month, with everything going on with the fires, we were like, oh my God, like, you have one cause in mind, and then this happens. So we, this month, we get back to the fires in Kelowna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you guys have been here for 3 years. We were chatting a little earlier when we were filming, but
in store for 3 years, but we have started in our house in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah, right after the fires. Alyssa started in her house by herself.
Right.
Reached out to me to model for her, and then I had just finished up fashion school and business school, so we decided to partner. It was like a match made in heaven. Yin and yang. And then we moved to my house because it was a little bit better of a location for our customers. And then we outgrew that, and now we're here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So where are you from?
I'm from BC. We're both from BC.
Okay. And how did you, I'll chat with her afterwards.
Yeah.
How did you end up here in Fort McMurray?
I ended up here because when I graduated high school, I had one girlfriend who moved up here. Like, Fort Mac was the place to go make money. I'd never been here before.
Yeah.
And I was like, screw it, I'm just going to go. So I graduated high school and came here and lived with her. We shared a bed, or a bunk bed, in a tiny little, basically dorm-sized room.
Okay.
Three of us.
A bunk bed?
Yeah.
That's awesome. What part of town?
It was in, I want to say on Cree Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And so what did you do when you first got here?
I worked at Earl's.
Okay. Yeah. And what, when was this?
It took forever to get the job. Like,
yeah.
This was when, 2011.
2011, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like
booming.
Smoking hot. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so then I worked as a server there, and I remember, like, you couldn't even become a lounge server there. Like, it took like months and months and months.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy, but it was so good. So I made a bunch of money, and then I went traveling, and then I just lived all over the place until I ended up back here.
Let's talk about that. Where did you go? I love traveling. Like, I'm a big fan, and my parents instilled it in a very young age with me and my siblings. Like, they went out of their way to make sure that we were on a plane every summer. And so
that's amazing.
Yeah. And so I've seen, and I've continued that trend. So where did you go?
Mm-hmm. So I went to Australia for 6 weeks or 5 weeks, maybe.
Okay.
That was amazing. Spent all my money. Everything I made over the course of like the past 5 months in Fort McMurray, spent it all.
Yeah.
And was living like a queen there. And then,
okay.
And then I came here, and then I lived in Whistler for a while, Victoria on the island. Where else did I go? I went to like Texas with my family for a little bit, New Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't do too much traveling.
How was Whistler?
It was crazy. It wasn't really my vibe.
No.
No.
Because I've been to Whistler, and as far as like snowboarding is concerned, like it's yes. literally the best mountain.
I was broke, I've so ever met. Yeah. I was not paying yeah. those passes every day.
That's right.
But we did live on the side of a mountain, so I was able to, at night, we would go onto the side of the mountain, snowboard down,
nice.
Walk up the hill.
That's
yes,
right.
And that's our drive.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I just found it, like, it's like a fairy tale. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, like you said, houses and
it
castles
is. Is.
Built into
it
a mountain.
It is like a fairy tale, totally.
But the amount of money it takes to, like, mm-hmm. exist there mm-hmm. is astronomical.
It's you're either, like, filthy rich or you're a broke ski bum.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facts, because I was there, I think I was there for maybe 3-4 days in total. And like, I had money and I was staying in a nice hotel and it was all good. And the price of food is relative. Mm-hmm. But like, I was just like thinking, like, there's no way I could live here. Like, there's no way you could like live there.
No, like the grocery stores, like you'd have
yeah.
to like drive down to Squamish. We'd go to Walmart, drive down there.
Yeah.
My girlfriend would hitchhike all the time. Like we literally had no money.
So yeah, yeah, yeah. And when you went down to Texas, you were there with your family. What was the duration
family,
of time
yeah.
that you spent?
It was maybe like 2 weeks.
Oh, still a good amount of time.
Yeah.
And what
yeah.
part of Texas?
I went to Fort Worth.
Okay.
And then most of my time was spent in New Mexico, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never been to New Mexico.
It was an interesting place. I went because my dad went on a golfing trip, and his close friends live out there. And so, it was more for him, and I was just tagging along.
There you go.
Yeah, it was cool.
So then you ran out of all your money.
Ran out of all my money.
And then you had to come back to Fort Worth. And then you opened this business. So
yes.
where does the name come from? P.S. They put that up there by themselves, which is super impressive. Like the
technique.
Yeah, the technique you use to put it up and the fact that it's like straight is blowing my mind.
I had my father-in-law cut each piece because I couldn't do that with like a saw or something.
Right.
So he cut the pieces. I painted them. And
yeah.
Yeah. We ordered the letters from online.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah, you kind of have to get creative.
No doubt.
When you're starting business.
Yeah. So tell us about this business. Like what, like you were saying, it's in, to empower women. There's lots of clothes. You guys can't see them behind. Like how did this whole thing come together? Because it is definitely a vibe when you come in here from the colors, the smells, how you have things positioned and displayed. Like where does all of this come from?
Well, I mean, we've both always loved fashion.
Yeah.
I've been more on of the creative side of things. Like I love like home decor, and I've wanted to be a like have my own boutique since I've been a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought of that. And my parents ran a business, so I cuz always watching them. They own a resort on the island. So I was always like working really young. Alyssa was working really young, and I don't know. We just Pinterest, we saw and pulled inspiration from that. We knew we wanted it to be girly. We wanted to provide an experience for the town because there wasn't really that going on. Like everything was very transactional. We really wanted to have a place where people could come and feel like they're getting like hosted. And so we do shopping parties too. So after our shopping parties, that's been really fun.
Explain that.
Yeah. So you come after hours, you book a time with us, and you come after hours with your girlfriends, 6 o'clock onwards, get 2 to 3 hours, and you get one of us to style all the girls, help out. Yeah. You get to shop with your friends, get champagne. You can bring in charcuterie or food or anything like that.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That is fun.
Yeah.
And so when you book out time like that, do you have to pay a fee or
is it
kind of built in?
It's completely free. And actually, I forgot to mention the best part.
Yeah.
So the host gets a really big discount. The more you sell, the more your party buys, the more they make the host.
Oh.
So for example, we actually haven't thrown a party where the host hasn't gotten 50% off her entire order.
That's
the night.
Awesome.
So which is over our wholesale cost.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, with the clothing and stuff that you have in here, how do you source that? How do you figure out, like, okay, this is going to, I think this is going to be seller versus
this? This is my favorite part.
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple things. We source everything online on a couple different platforms.
Okay.
Everything's in LA for the most part. Some are Canadian, like we have lots of jewelry that's Canadian and stuff. But most of the clothes is manufactured in the States. And so we order from them.
Yeah.
But sometimes if we're on the fence about things or we want to see like, oh, is this trend going to be like a beneficial one to bring into the store because it mm-hmm. is a decent investment when you're buying clothes, right?
Yeah, of course.
We will put it on our story. So we'll do a Be the Buyer.
Oh.
And so people get to vote yes or no for the stores, for the items they want to bring into the store.
Neat.
Mm-hmm. So if something has like a really high percentage of yeses, then we will bring it in.
Oh, so cool.
So you can be, basically be the buyer for our store. If you're on our stories and you vote.
Neat. Mm-hmm. Now, you said you went to school for this.
I went to school for fashion merchandising in Vancouver.
Okay.
And then I have a business degree.
Elaborate about the... I know about the business component.
Yes.
That makes sense to go to school. I've got a lot of business courses myself. The fashion component, I don't understand.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Yeah. So fashion merchandising and marketing was the title of it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it was like what helped me run a store. You do take buying courses, which is a lot of math.
Mm-hmm.
And you do take marketing and social media stuff, but it's so basic. It's not, mm-hmm. and I didn't have a store then, so I wasn't applying these things I'm learning.
That's right.
Onto it.
So
it was really good and a really cool experience. You learn all about like designers, like
mm-hmm.
the history of clothes.
Yeah.
You learn a ton about fabrics and textiles, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it was fun, like such a great experience for that point of my life.
Yeah.
And it really just instilled that I wanted to be in the fashion industry. But
yeah.
As for like running a business, I wouldn't say it.
Say it would, yeah.
No.
Okay. On that note, we're going to throw to a quick ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose, and then we're going to be right back. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end, and during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
Thank you, Carrie. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Yeah, it's hard when you're in school. Like, I know when I took human resources in school, I learned about all, like, HRIS systems and all this stuff.
I also took HR.
Nice!
Yeah.
And so it was hard to actually, like, when I was learning it, it was like, I don't understand what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But then when you get the job,
mm-hmm.
then all of a sudden you're like, oh, those aspects I'm able to, like, pull into what I'm doing, and it makes a lot more sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so much more of, a hands-on learner. Like, I wish that I could somehow give someone, like, it could be a credit to come work here with us and
mm-hmm.
see how to run a business and operate a business.
Yeah.
Because in school, you don't get that.
No.
You don't get that experience at all.
No. You can hire a summer student.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. We hired a summer student one time, and he ended up working for us for, 4 years.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
wow.
That would be good.
Yeah. So it was Careers Next Generation hooked us up. The guy's name was Avi. Big shout out to Avi. And we had another one, Decent. Decent was awesome too. But Avi ended up sticking along with us. Like, I hired them when they were 15, and he worked all the way up until when he graduated, and then he went to university. So then.
Cool.
Think about it. Hire a summer student.
Yeah. Well, we have two of our employees are actually 18.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So with all your travels, and you're not from here and your parents aren't here right
mm-hmm,
now, it doesn't
mm-hmm.
sound like, what about this community makes you want to stay here?
We have all the, Brendan and I, my husband and I, we go back to the island every single summer
mm-hmm.
to visit our family. And we always am like, should we live here? Should we live here? I mean, the island, Vancouver Island, is the most beautiful place in the world, I swear.
I've been once or twice.
Right?
It's pretty sweet.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
But we love Fort Mac. It's the people.
Yeah.
We love the people. We love how we feel here. We love how, it's a city, but it's not too big. Everything's
mm-hmm.
close by. Everything just feels convenient.
It's the biggest little city in the world.
It's the biggest little city in the world, and I absolutely love it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Tanner tapped his watch twice. That means we are out of time, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay, so you can follow us at valencia.fashion on Instagram and Facebook. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.